Guy, are you listening? Are you listening? If you're not listening, then see your life. And of course, I've decided to redirect my podcast to a conversation on Afrobeats, the African genre dominating the global music scene. And as a fan or mshabiki in Swahili, you can expect to hear my take, interviews, and banter on all matters surrounding Afrobeats. And of course, you're listening to the Afro Banter Beats podcast with Bobby Nishimwe. And it is not banter, it is banter. Please, Guy, don't vex me now.
Hello, my people. Hello, my people. How are y'all doing? Look, it's Bobby. It really is. I'm excited for this one. I really am, because a lot of y'all that have listened to the podcast in the past would be familiar with Bobby and Friends. But you know what? My African auntie sat me down one day. She sat me down and she said, you know what? I feel like you need focus with your podcast. You need to focus on one topic that you really love, that you're engaged in, that you know a great deal of. And she said, so just work on that. Work on sort of crafting a proper narrative topic of discussion for the podcast. And so when she said that, guess what? I sat down and I thought about it. And you know, I said, Afrobeats. I listen to Afrobeats on a daily basis. I mean, on a daily basis. There's not a single day that will go where Bobby is not listening to Afrobeats now. If not Afrobeats, some other African music. I'm a piano, bongo flavor, whatever it may be. Bobby will be listening. Congolese music. Those of you not familiar with Congolese music do not know music. If you do not know Congolese music, you don't know music. I just have to say that. I know this podcast is about Afrobeats, but I have to give a shout out to Bana Congo, Le Congole. I have to give a shout out to Congo. But anyways, so I knew Afrobeats was the one African music genre that I probably had the most familiarity with, I listened to the most. I've created so many playlists on Spotify, which, by the way, Spotify, y'all listening? Because I know this, y'all know the pod go on Spotify now, and other streaming platforms, Spotify specifically. If you are listening now, the amount of playlists I've made for you guys, you at least should give me some money. Pay me something. Give me some change now, because I've made so many great playlists, which also I'm working on an African rap playlist, which y'all should wait for. It's gonna be fire, you know what I mean? And you know me, I don't put out playlists until I know that this is well, it's crafted properly, it's curated well, because it's an experience. It's the same way, you know, the way I look at my playlist is the same way in which I would say that artists who make albums, the way in which they think about song placement. Okay, I put this song here, and then it's gonna create this sort of experience, this vibe. It's gonna take you from a high to a low, to a low, to a high, to a low, to a medium, to a high, to a high, to a medium, to a low. Oh, woo, woo. Yo, I feel like I just almost rap right there. And I'm not even a rap artist. I ain't gifted like that. But you know what? Anyways, let's continue on to what I started talking about. So Afrobeats, that is what this podcast is mainly going to be about. So which means I have already done some interviews. And so you're going to get to hear interviews from up and coming African artists, DJs who are within the African music scene. And you're really going to get to understand more about sort of these African creatives or creatives who are inspired by the African continent or African music or Afrobeats. And I also want to be able to bring about various takes that I have on sort of what's going on in the Afrobeats and African music, music scene at large, because there is a great amount of things taking place. And I feel like as if African music deserves a space here in the States, where there could be dialoguing, constant conversation about what's going on with those artists, concerts, the business side of things. I'm actually working on a paper for my African status certificate here at uni. I'm working on a paper where I'm really looking at the ways in which the African music scene has contributed to the various GDPs or economies of various African countries, because I do believe that African music, especially within the past, within the past 5 to 10 years, it has grown exponentially. And because of that growth, it has allowed for a lot of African youth to be able to find various economic means to provide for themselves, their family and friends, and really create jobs. And you can see that a lot of these African artists, right, when they are able to actually start becoming financially independent and sustainable, they go on to create other business ventures, whether it's a record label where they sign on other new and up-and-coming African artists, whether it's starting media companies. So for example, in Tanzania, you have a person like Diamond Platnumz, who's but no doubt the biggest East African artist in the world. And he has his own record label, his own media company. And you see him doing things like that, and he's been able to bring in so many people under his record label and his media company, because the media company is basically, it's a radio TV, but it's also a TV, it's a radio station and a TV station. And so he's, as well as online media and digital content, and you can see that he has employed so many people. Right, and I want to really be able to explore that side of sort of the African music industry, of how are these young Africans, right, these young African creators from the continent, within the continent, making it happen, being able to amass an immense amount of wealth, but not to just maintain that wealth for themselves, but actually end up benefiting a large swath of the youth within their countries. And I believe Nigeria obviously has done an amazing job of that, and obviously makes sense because Afrobeats is the biggest and largest music genre on the continent and out of the continent. And there, I mean, you can see, I mean, there's so many Nigerian artists that it's really quite the thriving industry. And I want to look at all those different things. So it's not just a matter of like interviewing up-and-coming African artists or African artists who already have made dates in the game, or DJs or African dancers, whoever it may be, people who are interested in sort of the African music scene. But it's also looking at the business side of things and thinking about, okay, so how is this genre, is this music, right, out of the continent, by folks in the continent, how is it benefiting the economic and the financial and the material conditions of Africans, especially African youth? Because obviously on the continent, there's a huge issue with youth unemployment and creative, and sort of the creative industry. It really seems like that is the one outlet where youth are able to make things happen for themselves. And so I want to explore that side of things as well. But beside that, you know, I just also want to mention, for those of you who are not too familiar with Afrobeats, I mean, I just want to run down sort of some of the names of some of the biggest Afrobeats artists, as well as African artists from the continent. So obviously Wizkid, who, you know, I would say arguably is the biggest African artist. I don't think there's much of an argument there. Wizkid is for sure the biggest, not probably, he is the biggest. Obviously you have Burna Boy, Davido, you have Adekunle God, you have people like Tiwa Savage, who also is amazing. She has amazing songs and music out there. She's been in the game, I feel like Tiwa Savage has been in the game probably since what, 2010 or earlier, around that time. And I was feel like 2010, that's when sort of the Wizkids and the Davidos and sort of the and Tiwa Savage, like that's when a lot of them sort of started to become well known internationally. Obviously, I feel like they had already gained traction on the continent, but really to be able to hit that sort of international superstar status, if you could, or star status, it really started probably in the early 2010s. Obviously, before that, you already had P Square, who is a group of two brothers, and obviously they made a lot of music. Like, there wasn't a single African wedding, you could go to where a P Square song was not playing. If you went to an African wedding and P Square was not playing, you have went to the wrong African wedding. Please exit right away. Do a proper U-turn, because that is not a proper African wedding if there's no P Square playing, especially in the 2010s. Speaking of like African weddings, there also here there's this other artist that must be played at an African wedding. Kofi Olomide. If you do not play any Kofi Olomide at your song, that is not an African wedding. Guy, please just shut it down right away. And of course you have Fally Ipupa, not as much. I would say if you're from East Africa and Central Africa and Francophone Africa, of course it's a must that you play Fally Ipupa. But I'm not fully sure, actually, even West Africa, other West African countries, I would say so. But now, I mean, obviously Amapiano is the new that is the new, as you know, as the Twitter and TikTok gals say, it is a new it girl, the it girl. That is it. Amapiano. There is not a single African event that you're gonna go to where Amapiano is not being played. For those of you not familiar, Amapiano is a South African genre. The best way I would describe it is take techno and EDM music and just drop some African sounds and beats into it. That is Amapiano. Somebody on Twitter said it's the unz 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 music of Africa, and that's very true. Amapiano is the unz 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 music of Africa, but you're able to dance to it in a more flavorful and spicier way. The thing with Amapiano, your knees have to be rock solid. Yet if your knees are not rock solid, you can't dance to Amapiano. That's just a reality of it. Those South Africans, their knees are very much so blessed. So is their women. Their women are very blessed now. Anyways, moving on. But yeah, so Amapiano is sort of the new up and coming genre from the African continent. Every single African artist right now is doing, has been doing for probably the past 2 years, some Amapiano beats. Every single one of them. You go to Tanzania, you go to Kenya, you go to wherever, you go to Niger, you go to Ghana, anywhere you go, everybody is sampling some Amapiano beat to whatever they're saying, or they're collaborating with South African artists. And so that's where you should have seen also sort of the huge connection between the African artists, where there is a huge collaboration across borders within the African continent, which is so beautiful to see. And obviously the internet has been a great asset to sort of the ability of African creators and African artists on the continent to be able to collaborate with each other and be familiar of like, oh, like this is the new thing. That's sort of like, this is the new trend on the continent. Amapiano is the new trend. Tomorrow's probably gonna be another part of the continent where, you know, their songs and their sound is the new trend and every African artist is gonna jump to it. But also, since I described what my piano is, I want to describe Afrobeats. Afrobeats, first of all, Afrobeats stems from Fela Kuti's Afrobeats, and sort of he was in the 70s. He well-known Nigerian artist who sort of had this sort of contemporary African beats. I know I just said African beats. He was Afrobeat, but he sort of had a contemporary sound on the African continent. And he was very popular and very well known. I mean, even a lot of my white friends, but there's white friends of mine who just know Fela Kuti because their parents would play it, and that is how popular he was around that time. He's probably the most well-known African artist of his time, and he very much so inspired what we know today as Afrobeats, which obviously stems from, originates from Nigeria, and Nigerians very much so have a strong hold on Afrobeats and that identity and what that sound is. And clearly, because it's very trendy, it's very popular, a lot of other African artists from other parts of the continent are also gonna jump onto that sound, right? And I would say that Afrobeats is a combination of various sounds. It's not one particular sound, but it's very much so you have hip-hop elements, you have sort of dance hall elements, And sometimes also sort of Latin, sort of when you're talking about Latin music elements into it, but with just like an African twist and African beats that are sort of infused into it. So it's a mixture of different sounds. That's the best way I would describe Afrobeats. It's just that the base of it is very much so African. Like the beat is African. Like there's no question about it, but there is very much so some influence from other sort of Afro diaspora communities within sort of the different various instruments and the tones that are used in it. And usually Afrobeats, obviously because it stems out of Nigeria, you will have a lot of Yoruba and Igbo sort of words and lyrics that are infused into Afrobeats, as well as English, because obviously Nigeria used to be a British colony. And so obviously the legacy of that. So you have the English language infused into it. And I think that's one of the things that benefits sort of Afrobeats, aside from other African genres, is that because you do have the English aspect, the English lyrics in there, it's very much so, it's more appealing to the international community, right? Because they're able to at least understand some of the words. But even at that, I would say that when you listen to a lot of Afrobeats, there's a great deal of sort of native languages, sort of Yoruba and Igbo, and sometimes even Hausa, that at least those are the prominent languages, tribal languages in Nigeria. So that's why I'm naming those. And those are the ones which you mostly can interact with in Afrobeats or Nigerian music, but mainly Yoruba. I would say Yoruba is probably the top one. But yeah, so that's a little bit about Afrobeats, but that is what this podcast is going to be. We'll talk Afrobeats, we'll talk about these various stars. Also, I forgot to mention Ara Star. Ara Star is sort of a newer act. I think she's like 21 or something like that. So she's new in the game, again, from Nigeria. As well as Tems, which a lot of you guys are going to be familiar with, because I know you Essence Warriors, please do not hide your face. Claim it. I know a lot of you are Essence Warriors, and so it is a must that you that you claim your identity. Obviously you, as well as the Peru Warriors. I know that we have Peru Warriors, we have Essence Warriors, we have Warriors of all these other music. We have Somebody Song Gono. I don't know how that song goes. The one by Tiwa Savage and Brandy. Somebody's Son is gonna Love You One Day or something like that. So you also have those warriors. Of course, I have to mention Tenny. For your case, yo, yeah, yeah, yeah. For your case, yo, de de de. Cause my papa no be down go te. Oh, I deleke. Sorry, I can't sing. I love that song. For Your Kiss. Case by Tenny. Amazing songs. Obviously, a lot of y'all will be familiar with Love Wantiti by CK. I feel like that one definitely. Honestly, I think it was probably the highest charted African song in 2021, if I'm not lying, and that's mostly because of TikTok. TikTok has been great for a lot of artists. I'll put it out there, it really has. And so those are some of the songs you guys are probably familiar with. Peru by Fabo, DML, Essence by Wizkid featuring Tems. So that's a little bit about sort of what I want to talk about today. But again, as I said, this is about Afrobeats. It is a podcast dedicated. Hold on. Where are you going? Repeat yourself. What was that? What are you saying? To Afrobeats. But it does not mean that I won't talk about other African music on the genre or on the continent. And because I think they're all deserving of sort of the recognition and to be discussed. And obviously because, you know, I'm from East Africa, so huge fan of Bongo Flava, which obviously is Tanzanian. But just overall, East Africa, there's so many great music coming out of there. South Africa, as I said, I'm a piano, but you're also talking about Central Africa and Francophone, Le Congolais music. So you're talking about Ndombolo ya Solo, you're talking about Zouk or Kizomba, you know, which also has sort of the Haitian influence as well. Francophone Africa, I mean, come on. If you're not familiar with Francophone Africa, guy, you're lacking. But also, I will also acknowledge sort of when you talk about Francophone Africa, there's a lot of artists of African descent who are from, who live in France or from there. And they're also creating an immense amount of great African Franco music. So you talk about people like Daju, Ayana Kamara, Ayelevis, Teiki, which by the way, I was just at a Teiki concert, Teiki to the Teiki. So you have all of those artists, and I want to acknowledge them and sort of the influence and the impact that they're having on the overall global African sound. But yeah, man, I am excited, and I hope you are excited too. And please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and that is at Afrobanta Beats Podcast. Please, as well as TikTok. I just created TikTok. I haven't put as much content on there, but I will try to. And now is at Afrobanta Beats Pod. Please follow. Make sure you subscribe on these various streaming platforms on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this podcast. Just follow now. Engage with me. Talk to me. If you want to talk to me directly. Come on. Funke. Anyways, yo, I'm excited about this, and I can't wait for y'all to listen to the amazing, amazing people that I've already interviewed. Just young African creatives, artists, and DJs, and people who just love the African music scene. And I just can't wait for y'all to listen and hear their perspectives and their takes. And as I said, African music is the best music in the world. I don't care. You can disagree. You cannot. You can cry. Go cry to your mother. African music is the best music in the world. And guess what? Africa to the world. Africa is here to stay. Power to Mama Africa. We love you. We love you. And thank you so much for listening to Afrobanta Beats Podcast with Bobby Nishimwe.